This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October the 18th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Person's Day here in Canada. It's a day that celebrates a defining moment in women's rights. It was on October 18, 1929, that the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council in Britain, then Canada's highest court, ruled that women were indeed persons under the law. That decision opened the doors for women to sit in the Senate and participate fully in public life. But Persons Day is about more than just a legal milestone. It's a time to reflect on how far we've come and how far we still have to go as individuals, as families, and as a society that values equality and opportunity. Last week, we marked the International Day of the Girl Child. That day reminds us that every girl can grow into a woman. And when we help girls grow strong, educated, and confident, we strengthen women and the world they will lead. It's been said that the societies are stronger when women are politically and economically empowered. And when we empower girls, we're helping women stand stronger and move forward in life. Canada has an impressive history of milestones that mark progress for women. There are many, but I'll list a few. In 1881, Annie Lockhart became the first woman in the entire British Empire to receive a university degree, and she did it right here in Canada. By 1918, women had won the right to vote federally, though Indigenous women had to wait much longer for the same right. In 1929, the famous five, as they're known, Nellie McClung, Emily Murphy, Louise McKinney, Henrietta Muir, and Irene Parlby achieved what many thought impossible when they won the Persons case. In 1957, Ellen Fairclough became Canada's first female cabinet minister. In 1982, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms entrenched gender equality into our Constitution. And in 1993, we made history with Canada's first female Prime Minister, Kim Campbell. Each of these milestones didn't just happen. They were built on persistence, courage, and belief what is fair and right. Women in Canada have achieved a great deal, but there's still work to do. We need to achieve equality not just in law, but in real life. While the Charter guarantees equality on paper, in reality, many inequalities still exist, and we have to be aware of them and deal with them. Women, on average, continue to earn less than men. According to Statistics Canada, women make about 84 cents for every dollar earned by a man. And that gap is wider for racialized and Indigenous women. Women also perform the majority of unpaid domestic and caregiving work. It's labor that, if paid at market value, would be worth an estimated $500 billion to $860 billion each year here in Canada. And women remain underrepresented in leadership and decision-making roles, both in business and in politics. So while we've made progress, we still have a way to go before there's true equality. Equality in fact and outcome needs to be achieved. I've seen how those principles have evolved in my own life. I went to apply for a line of credit, not in the early 1800s or early 1900s, but in the late 1900s, and I was shocked to be confronted with the demands of my bank. Even though I was the income earner and the bill payer, I was told that a man's signature was required. It needed my husband's signature, my father's, or even my brother's, but it had to be a male. I couldn't believe it. After all, I was the one that had the business. I was earning, saving, and managing my financial affairs. So I stood my ground. I explained my situation clearly. I challenged their outdated policies, and in the end, I got that line of credit with just my signature, no endorsement from any man. That experience taught me that standing up for ourselves isn't just about personal gain. It's part of moving the needle forward for all women. Thankfully, things have changed, and they continue to change. Today, women make up nearly half of Canada's workforce. More women than ever graduate from university and hold leadership positions. In 2024, 42% of seats in the House of Commons were held by women. It's a record number. And women entrepreneurs now contribute billions to our national economy every year. There are countless more examples of women who are present and active and accomplishing great things in every field of our society here in Canada today. There are far too many to name, but each one is proof that progress continues. The story of Persons Day isn't just about the past. It's about each of us continuing to take steps, big steps and little steps, to make equality real in every day of our life. It's about being seen, about being heard, about being respected as persons in every sense of the word. As we reflect on that today, let's remember that our rights and freedoms are living things. They grow stronger when we use them, and they weaken when we take them for granted. Equality enriches everyone, and together, we can keep moving forward. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." And it's those dreams of fairness, of dignity, of equality for women, their personhood, that have brought us to this day, and that will move us forward. We've made progress, but as we've discussed, there's still a way to go before women are truly equal in every sense. And that's what we have to keep working toward. Today's show is all about empowerment, information that helps us all, men and women alike, make informed decisions and live better lives. We're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. We'll hear from Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine, the health coach, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and we'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll also learn about home dental care from Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, and we'll have a chat with Bria Rintala of Disability Tax Result. We'll get accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor as well. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started and we'll have a conversation about investing in our financial future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy Saturday to all you and all your listeners. You know, Marilyn, your opening up regarding women and development of women's rights. So much of my practice, I'd say the majority of my clients are women. Whether never having been married or presently divorced or widowed, they constitute probably 60% of my practice. Since generally speaking, women live longer, the issues of longevity and security weigh heavily upon them. well, will I have enough? Will I be able to live securely? Who might provide for my care in my old age? These questions become more compelling when we juxtapose these other questions. With the younger generation having children later, buying homes later, seemingly having less job security, governments struggling with aging populations and the growing demand for services, with an aversion in our consumer-driven economy to increase taxes to pay for the needs of this aging population, we're all squeezed. Frequently, and I dare say the only way to effectively answer these questions is through modeling of your income taxation rates and asset allocation. Only through this considered approach can we determine where your individual risks lie and what steps we can take to effectively determine what you can and cannot do. We plan for your future and give you an outline for the how and the when in achieving your financial security. Let me give you an example. Recently, I sat down with a client, Joan, 62. Joan is a retired teacher. She's been widowed 10 years. Had sold her home and cohabitated with someone for the previous 5 years, last 5 years. This recently ended. She is the primary caregiver to her 95-year-old father. Her daughter is 37 and wants to have a child sooner than later. The daughter and her husband live in Toronto. Work is downtown, and leaving the city is not in the cards. They figure they can have a child, live in a rented space, and eventually want to buy a home, say when the child would start school. You know, call it 4, 5, 6. So Joan asked me several questions. What if I chose to help them financially buy a home in 4 to 6 years? She has a bridging benefit to age 65 for a CPP through her pension plan and wants to know when she should take CP and also OAS. She was fixated on buying a home for a while, for a long time, and yet wanted to also travel and explore the world. If I help my daughter to buy a home in 4 to 6 years, how much and what does this look like? Further, with travel in the cards, what does the cost look like? Lots of moving parts. First, we modeled what buying a home by yourself would look financially. What would the impact of using up her invested cash and the attendant cost of maintaining her home? Then in 4 to 6 years, selling that home to live with her daughter and family. Between her son, who is an accomplished financial services professional, he's in mergers and acquisitions, and our planning work, for her buying a home would eliminate much of her travel options. Keep her invested cash and renting accomplished two things. Her invested cash would more than pay for a nice rental unit, and her income was freed up to fund her lifestyle. Second, we modeled should she take CPP and OAS. This really amounted to estimates of life expectancy and current and future financial needs. We settled on age 100 life expectancy, and this resulted in both CPP and OAS being delayed until her age 70. Then we assumed several different years for contributing to a daughter's home purchase and the affordable amount. Yes, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars and the impact upon her lifestyle. We discussed what living with her daughter and grandchild in close proximity might mean. We evolved her life and modeled perhaps adjusting expenses for care as opposed to travel. The meeting ended with her being both relaxed and at peace with renting versus ownership, travel, and her long-term financial security. She has an idea of what and when she should help her daughter, and frankly, how much. As I was leaving, she gave me a lovely loaf of fresh baked bread and scrumptious pastries, which I reluctantly shared with my family.
Well, you're a GPS, it seems. You help people picture their future, and then you're an enabler to help them make what they dream of come true. Anyone listening who wants to ask questions and get a picture of their future and what they can do, take down Kevin's number. It's a direct number to him, and you can ask your questions and get your answers. Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. And you can also log on to I Need Help at Full Circle Financial. Ask questions. You don't know what you don't know, and you can be empowered, whether you're a man or a woman. After all, it's Person's Day. Thank you, Kevin, and I look forward to hearing another happy story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning we're going to talk a little bit about bloating and stool testing. So not sometimes a little bit of a queasy thing to talk about, but I want to talk about some red flags to watch out for when we're thinking about our gut. So certainly many patients will come into my clinic and they might experience bloating, for example. Sometimes they have stubborn constipation, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they have urgent trips to the bathroom. And many of these things can create a lot of issues. For example, people might be feeling tired for no reason, noticing changes to their skin, or even dealing with mood swings, which they can't explain. So many of these symptoms can be unrelated, but they actually can have something in common, and that is our gut health. And many people live with gut issues for many years without even realizing what the underlying root cause is. So let's talk about some five clues that your gut deserves a bit of a closer look. So, like I mentioned, ongoing bloating and diarrhea and constipation, abdominal discomfort may point to underlying issues like what we call dysbiosis or inflammation, even infections or malabsorption. So, many times with patients, when they come in with these symptoms, if you know the regular kinds of treatments don't necessarily work, we will often recommend comprehensive stool testing because it actually gives us a window into what the root cause is, not just looking at the symptoms. So another symptom, for example, if you're seeing blood in your stool or experiencing urgent frequency or pain, there might be specific blood tests that we want to do, but certainly stool testing and other diagnostic testing, certainly through your regular family doctor, can distinguish, for example, inflammatory bowel disease and differentiate that between other functional symptoms. We definitely want to make sure that the patient doesn't have Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Those are more urgent issues that need to be diagnosed and treated. Certainly unexplained skin and mood and metabolic issues, things like eczema, acne, brain fog, or even low mood can lead us to discuss whether functional stool testing is going to be important because it can reveal some of those imbalances in the microbiome the traditional testing might miss. Certainly those patients who are subject to antibiotic use or stress flare-ups, those things can affect our gut as well. So if things don't bounce back typically after a treatment, for example, an antibiotic use or, you know, chronic or acute stress, it might be useful to have some targeted stool testing as well. So next week I'm going to talk about some lifestyle changes that certainly can help with our gut. But in the meantime, if people have some questions or they wanted to book an appointment, they can give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For anyone who wants to deal with their health naturally, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and the number again, 905-707-2001. And when you call that number, ask for your free consultation. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. Look forward to hearing the lifestyle changes to help our gut next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To stay engaged in life and to deal with people and communicate effectively requires that we hear our best. And to ensure that, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today is Person's Day, a day that celebrates the value of being seen and heard as a person. And that idea really resonates with me because at Hearing Aid Source, that's exactly how we approach hearing care. We believe every person who walks through our doors is more than just a test result or a case file. There's someone with a story, someone with people they care about, someone who deserves to feel connected to the world around them. When someone comes in for a hearing test, we don't just start with the audiogram or discussing hearing aids. We start with a conversation. We ask questions like, what does a good day of hearing sound like for you? Or what moments do you wish you could hear better? It's amazing how often people pause before answering. For years, many have been treated like a diagnosis instead of a person. And when we give them space to talk, you can almost feel the relief, like someone's finally listening to them and not just measuring their ears. At Hearing Aid Source, we've built our entire practice around that idea. We listen carefully, we test thoroughly, and we explain everything visually, clearly, and without the rush. It's why people come to us from other clinics, sometimes frustrated, sometimes even convinced that nothing will help. But after a proper fitting, they start smiling again. Because once you start hearing clearly, life gets a little brighter. Conversations feel easier. You feel more like yourself again. And on a day like Person's Day, I think about the hundreds of people we've met over the years and the stories they've shared. The grandmother who could finally hear the grandson's piano recital. The teacher who said she could hear her students again in a crowded classroom. Or the lawyer who told us that she stopped dreading staff meetings because she could finally understand everyone clearly. Each story reminds me that hearing care is never about the technology. It's about restoring confidence, connection, and that simple joy of belonging in every conversation. So as we celebrate Person's Day, I'd like to remind everyone listening, you deserve to be heard. If it's been a while since you've truly enjoyed the sounds of life, the voices, the laughter, the music, maybe it's time to take that first step back towards confidence and connection.
So, Edmund, whether we're a male or female, we want to stay engaged in life. And since it's Person's Day, we'll say to the ladies listening, if you want to know what the latest styles in hearing aids are, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian knows about every hearing aid that's ever been invented. It's his forte to look at things and to understand them and to share that information. So, Edmund, if someone wants a hearing test or to talk to you about hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone. I'm just picking up the phone and calling 416-754-4327 and just start that conversation.
416-754-4327. So anyone listening, if you have any problem hearing, give Edmund a call, have the conversation, and empower yourself. 416-754-4327. You deserve to be heard, and you deserve to hear well. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
If you're ready to meet someone new and want to meet the right person, we have a Cupid on the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Her name, Linda Miller. Her company, Misty River Introductions. And she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So something that people don't realize is that matchmaking is a very evolving kind of business to be doing. And some of the things that I ask now are things that never even occurred to me to ask 30 years ago when I started this. So for instance, as an example, people in 30 years ago really didn't care what your political views were. You were either conservative or you were liberal. People in Canada aren't that much different. People didn't really say, well, you know, I need to date another conservative or I need to date another liberal. But now political views are so divisive that it's very important. And people will get on the phone with me and say, don't bother telling me about somebody who's a Trumper, or don't bother telling me about somebody who's really, really conservative or really, really woke or liberal. I'm not interested. So that's something we never even thought about 20 or 30 years ago. Another thing, for instance, COVID. So for years, that was not even on our radar, of course. And then 4 years ago, it was something that was very important. So it was a question that it had to be put on the application. Have you been vaccinated for COVID? Are you intending to get vaccinated for COVID? How many vaccines have you had for COVID? Because people wanted somebody who could go out, for instance, and sit in a restaurant. Now, again, it's sort of becoming less important. So there are people that have never been vaccinated for COVID, and people will say to me, you know, don't tell me about people that have never been vaccinated, because I really, you know, I'm science oriented. I want to meet somebody who believes in science. And then there's other people who will say to me, I don't want to meet somebody who's been vaccinated for COVID. But what I will say across the board, probably 95% of people don't care anymore, because they've either been vaccinated or they've had the disease themselves. So matchmaking is a very evolving kind of business to be in. Things always are very different. And even my client base, when I got started out 30 years ago, I was matching a lot of young people that had never been married, no kids. So people didn't care as much about income levels. They didn't care about whether or not you owned your own home. Now things are very different, because probably 50% of my business is 50 plus. So people care about, like, what are your plans for retirement? When do you see yourself retiring? What is that going to look like for you? Are you going to travel 6 months of the year out of the country? How are you going to handle it? So matchmaking is always evolving. And that's one of the things that have been, it's very interesting for me, because, of course, I get to do a little bit different things all the time. But it is something that I think the general public doesn't really think about that much. But things change all the time.
Well, Linda, you do coaching. You've been doing matchmaking for over 30 years. And anyone listening who wants to deal with someone who asks you the right questions so you can meet someone new that is a fit, then think of Linda Miller and Misty River Introductions, because they aren't doing an antiquated matchmaking service. They're in the game today, asking the right questions and guiding you so that you can end up with the person who is the right person for you. Give Linda a call. Her toll-free number is 1-877-334-9041. Or Linda, how else do we reach you?
So you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com. There is a calendar booking application on there where you can book a time that works for you, and you can see what spots are available on our calendar. And you can also send a message to us at mistyriver.maine@gmail.com. Or again, you can call our toll-free number at 1-877-334-9041. And we open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. The rest of the time we're 9 to 5, but Saturdays we start a little later.
So anyone wishing to have a fresh start, to meet someone new that's the right person, give Linda a call and get started. 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
When it's impossible to get to the dentist, you might be suffering silently or not so silently, but there's no need, because today we can get dental work at home. DentureReady.com is a website where you'll find denturist Suzanne Salga, and she comes to your home. She's here right now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, and thank you. It's lovely to be here. I want to talk about an important topic when it comes to dentures, relines. You know, I often tell people that dentures are a lot like a favorite pair of slippers. When you first get them, they fit perfectly snug, comfortable, and supportive. But over time, our gums and the bone underneath naturally changes shape. And just like those slippers, dentures begin to loosen. The problem is many people simply get used to that looseness. They think it's normal, when really it's their mouth's way of saying, hey, I need a little attention. When dentures no longer sit properly, the gentle pressure that keeps the underlying bone stimulated begins to fade. Without that pressure, the bone can slowly resorb, meaning it shrinks away. And that leads to even more looseness and more sore spots and difficulty chewing and speaking clearly. A simple denture reline can fix all of that. It's an affordable, cost-efficient procedure that restores the snug fit you once had with dentures with a new set. And it helps protect your bone, improves your bite, and makes eating and talking comfortably again without relying on messy adhesives. And this is especially important in long-term care settings. Many of our elderly and our family members living with dementia can't always express that their dentures feel loose or painful. Personal support workers and nurses do an amazing job, but they may not always notice those subtle changes. That's where Denture Ready comes in. I visit the home and the care facility and gently assess the resident's dentures. And we look for early signs like sore spots, food avoidances, or increased adhesive use. And I'll share a quick story about Mabel, one of our lovely residents. Over the years, she started using more and more denture adhesive just to feel more contact with her denture again. And at first it worked, but eventually no amount of adhesive could make her dentures stay put. She began eating less, speaking less, and it was uncomfortable. When we saw Mabel, we performed a simple reline. Within days, her dentures hugged her gums again. No more adhesive, no more sore spots. Her caregiver called me and she said, "You won't believe it. Mabel finished her whole dinner and even dessert." A small moment like that, that reminds us why our work matters. And no one should suffer or struggle with loose dentures when there is such an easy and affordable solution. So if you or someone you love is using a lot of adhesive, or if the dentures are slipping when you eat or talk, don't wait. Reach out for an assessment. A reline can bring comfort and confidence and even a better appetite back to your life. So if you'd like to learn more, please call me. My name is Suzanne, and you can visit our website at dentureready.com and just give us a call at 647-204-4478. And we'll see how we can bring that smile back to you and comfort back again.
Dental work can come to your home, and your dentures don't have to be rattling in your mouth. One call will get you started, and it won't cost you anything to get that information. 647-204-4478. That's Denture Ready, Suzanne Salga, 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. If you're thinking about selling your home and moving to something smaller, perhaps a condo, bungalow, or retirement community, there's one thing that will make the process easier, faster, and more profitable: decluttering. Yes, it's true. Of all the steps you can take before listing your home, decluttering gives you the biggest return for your effort. It costs little to nothing, it instantly improves how your home shows, and it helps you emotionally prepare for your next chapter. Let's talk about why decluttering matters so much, what makes it challenging, and how to make it simpler, even if you've lived in your home for decades. First, why decluttering matters so much. When buyers walk through your home, they're not just looking at the rooms. They're imagining their life there. The more open, organized, and inviting your space feels, the easier it is for them to picture themselves in it. A home that feels light and spacious also photographs better. In today's market, first impressions are made online, and listings with bright, uncluttered photos draw more showings and higher offers. Even more importantly, decluttering helps you. It's the first step in transitioning from "this is my home" to "this is a property I'm preparing to sell." It's the bridge between memories and new beginnings. Think of decluttering as an emotional preparation as much as a physical preparation. Each box you sort, each drawer you tidy brings you closer to your next chapter, one that's simpler, lighter, and easier to manage. But what makes decluttering so hard? Well, let's be honest, decluttering isn't easy, especially when you've lived in a home for many years. Every item has a story. You remember where it came from or who gave it to you or when you last used it. And if you've raised a family, downsizing often means facing decades of belongings, photo albums, keepsakes, and the just-in-case items that fill basements, garages, and spare rooms. It's completely normal to feel overwhelmed or unsure of where to begin. Many of my clients tell me that they just can't get started. Not because they're unwilling, but because the task feels too big to tackle. That's why it helps to have a plan. How can you make decluttering easier? Well, there's good news. Decluttering doesn't mean turning your whole house upside down. You don't need to do it all at once. You need a simple, clear, step-by-step approach that keeps you focused and moving forward. Here are a few simple strategies that work beautifully for most homeowners. First, start small. Pick one drawer, one shelf, or one closet. You'll be amazed how motivating it feels to complete even a small space. Set a timer. Even 25 minutes a day quickly adds up. When the timer goes off, you stop. No guilt, no exhaustion. Use categories, not rooms. For example, gather all your shoes or all your books and decide what to keep. Seeing the quantity also helps you make clearer decisions. Ask good questions. Do I love it? Do I use it? And would I buy it again today? If the answer is no, it may be time to let it go. Don't declutter sentimental items first. Start with easy wins like clothing or kitchenware. And once you've built some momentum, you'll have more confidence to tackle the emotional pieces. If you'd like a more structured approach, I've created a free workbook called The Decluttering Battle Plan. It teaches my simple 5-step strategy that makes the whole process less overwhelming and more rewarding. I'll tell you how to get your copy in just a moment. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you've tried decluttering before and felt defeated, please know you're not alone, and you don't have to do it alone this time. That's why I offer several ways to make the process easier and more encouraging. You can request a copy of the Decluttering Battle Plan workbook at my website, smartrealtysolution.com, or by calling me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. You could also join our online 30-day decluttering challenge. Each day, you'll receive a short email with one realistic, motivating task. And in just a month, you'll be amazed at how far you've come. You could also book a personal downsizing consultation. We'll talk about your goals, your timeline, and how to prepare your home so it sells faster for the best possible price, all while reducing stress. Whether you choose one or all three, each option is designed to help you take action and feel supported each step of the way. Now, decluttering may feel like an uphill battle, but it's truly the most impactful thing you can do to prepare for selling your home. It makes your property shine, simplifies your move, and sets the stage for the next phase of your life. And that's it for today, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
Thank you for sharing that, Sharon. I've put that information on my website, marilyns.ca, and anyone listening who wants to speak to Sharon and ask her for the things that will help you, just give her a call at 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I wanted to talk about flu shots. Yes, they are in. They're in your pharmacy. They're with your family doctor. Public health has them. And yes, you should take a flu shot. Everybody over the age of 6 months is advised to take a flu shot because what it does is it decreases your risk of severe influenza. You may still get the flu. You may be home for a day or two, but it's not likely that you're going to end up in hospital, in the ICU, or even on a ventilator. And what we know is when we immunize lots of people in the community, we get something, Marilyn, called the herd effect. And what that means is the herd of people are protected, which in and of itself will protect people that can't get a flu shot for one reason or another. Babies under the age of 6 months, certain people with certain diseases. By immunizing yourself, you also protect everybody around you. And in Ontario, we have a government that is supporting everybody getting immunized. In some other provinces, it's not paid for by the government for everybody. But in Ontario, everybody can get a flu shot and it is covered by public health. If you're over the age of 65, you want to get one of the enhanced flu shots, which means either it's got a higher dose of antigen or it's adjuvanted, which means it's got an irritant so that you get a better response. Because as we get older, we need a bigger push, we need a bigger boost in order to get a better response. So if you're over 65, ask your physician or ask the pharmacist if you're getting an enhanced vaccine, because that's what's recommended. So Marilyn, I've already had mine. Have you had yours?
You always remind me, and I'm going to book my physical and follow your advice. Anyone listening who wants useful advice in clear language, one, you've just heard it about the flu shots and asking for your enhanced vaccine if you're 65 plus. And if not, if you just want to take charge of your health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available in bookstores and they'll order it in if they don't have it. It's available on Amazon. And if you want a special signed copy, you're welcome to call me and order it at 416-504-6777. And yes, you can also visit drvivianbrown.com. So many ways to get good, solid information and be in charge of your health. Just remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Since today is Person's Day in Canada, I thought I'd share a story that illustrates how clothing can empower us to step into our roles while still being true to who we are. Years ago, I had a client named Jean. She was a police detective with a unique problem. Jean had moved from working in uniform to being a plain clothes detective. When we first met, I helped her build a wardrobe of tailored suits for work. And they weren't just pantsuits, some were skirt suits, and even a few four-piece suits with vests. Each one was chosen to reflect her professionalism, her authority, and her femininity. Then one day, Jean faced a new challenge. She was assigned to a team, all male except for her, providing security at a black tie gala. The men on her team had it easy. They were told to wear tuxedos, and that fit in perfectly with the event. But for Jean, the solution wasn't so simple. A man's tuxedo didn't fit her properly and didn't look good. She needed something formal enough to blend in, but the complication was she had to conceal both her weapon and her badge. Her superior had arranged tuxedos at a tailor for the team, but Jean opted out. Instead, she came to me, and together we designed a female version of the tuxedo that met all her needs. It was the 1980s, so big shoulders on women's jackets were in style. Instead of black, we chose a deep eggplant crepe fabric with satin trim, and we paired it with wide leg pants and a bodice top. The jacket was tailored but practical. It had the structure in the room to conceal her firearm and badge discreetly while still allowing her freedom of movement. The color and the cut made her look elegant without drawing attention. And most importantly, she didn't look like a woman trying to dress like a man. She looked like Jean. She looked like herself, a professional, a confident woman doing her job. That suit wasn't just clothing. It was a tool that let her perform her duties while still expressing her own identity and appear as she was. Jean's story reminds us of something important, especially on this person's day. Women in the workplace often face challenges that men don't. For men, the uniform of professionalism has long been a tailored suit or, in formal cases, a tuxedo. But for women, history has been less kind. There have even been court cases where male servers could wear simple pants and shirts, while female servers were required to wear short skirts, low-cut tops, or other revealing clothing in order to keep their jobs. Rules like that just didn't dictate what women wore. They dictated how women were seen and whether they were respected. Thankfully, things have been changing, and more women, whether they are detectives like Jean or servers in restaurants or professionals in boardrooms, are finding ways to dress appropriately, comfortably, and authentically while still being part of a team. That's the essence of my work as the wardrobe doctor. I've always helped people use clothing so they can express themselves, perform their duties, and live their best lives without compromise. Before I close, I want to remind you that my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, is available. If you'd like a signed copy, you're welcome to call me directly. Just call 416-504-6777. And for just $20, you'll get a signed copy of my book, my closet organizing instruction sheet, because many of you have asked for it, and your name entered into a draw for a free copy of the book at the end of October. And when you call me, we can chat. And if you'd like my advice, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll hear from Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Now, disability tax credit expert Bria Rentala joins us. Good morning, Bria.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the more recent things that we've discussed during our free consultations. Some misunderstandings that can happen when talking about the disability tax credit. One of those things is we just recently had someone call for a consult on their fibromyalgia impairment. It was recently diagnosed this year, but what we discovered throughout that free consultation was that they had actually been suffering for about 3 years prior to their official diagnoses. These consultations are free and they have no obligation, so you can see just how easy it is to discredit yourself for being eligible from the DTC just because you don't have a diagnosis. Keep in mind, it's not about the diagnosis that gets you your approval, it's the severity of your daily functioning. So for example, for some of those things like working does not determine eligibility, what we need to focus on is your daily functions. So walking, for example, it's not that you can't walk, but how do you compare to someone of the same age without your impairment? Mental functions, for example, we focus on things like problem solving and goal setting. Do you make good judgment calls? How is your impulse control? Feeding, for example, it's not just about the act of feeding yourself, but can you prepare a balanced meal? Can you cut potatoes, peel produce, cut meat? All of these things matter when talking about the disability tax credit. Give us a call at 519-265-3145. 845 for a free, no obligation consult.
We don't know what we don't know, and disability tax credits are available. Ask your questions and get your answers with one call, phone call to Disability Tax Results Team, Bria Rintala and Peter Curtis. The phone number, 519-265-3145. That's 519-265-3145. Bye, Bria. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you. Take care, Marilyn.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. The mental health benefits of exercise. Exercise regularly is one of the easiest and most effective ways to reduce the symptoms of ADHD, attention deficit disorder in adults, and improve concentration, motivation, memory, and mood. Physical activity immediately boosts the brain's dopamine and serotonin levels, all of which affect focus and attention. Research is finding that getting regular fitness can improve thinking ability, and it may improve the symptoms of ADHD. Exercise also stimulates the growth of new brain cells and helps prevent age-related decline. Exercise isn't just good for shedding fat and toning muscles, it also helps to keep the brain in shape too. Reaping the mental health benefits of exercise is easier than you think. Start off with just a few minutes of exercise per day and increase your workout as you feel more energized. Now, if you would like a private consultation on how to get started on your exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
If you're sitting there and wondering if you can keep your brain in shape, one call to Christine, the health coach, will get you started. Just call 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. A better body for a better mind. One call, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Dana Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. This past week, I got a call from a client, and her name is Penny. Penny's going to let her mom move in with her to make life easier so she can help her and keep her close eye on her at all times. Penny's mom is in her mid-80s. The problem is there's too many stairs to get to the second floor, and there's no shower on the main floor. So she's heard me on the radio in the past and needed me to come over to come up with the perfect solution for her. And as I came over, she looked at the powder room, and she asked if we could just simply add a shower. And I took a look at it, and there's actually no way that we could do it. But beside that powder room is a very big laundry room. And now I came up with an idea to flip-flop the design. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be converting the powder room into a two-piece laundry. We're going to flip-flop the rooms, add double doors to make it easier for them to access the laundry room. And then we're going to take that big laundry room area and convert it into a three-piece accessible bathroom that's complete with a barrier-free shower, a new comfort height toilet, and an accessible vanity to make it easier for the long term. And of course, a project like this is going to need a permit. So we are going to help with that entire process so you don't have to worry about it. And we're going to be starting this project in the beginning of the new year. And we can't wait to help these clients out. And we hope we can inspire you as well.
Wow, what a lovely story. So Penny's happy. A shout out to Penny since she's a listener. And Daniel, if anyone wants to make their home a forever home, what do you recommend they do?
So please give me a call. I offer something called the Forever Home Safety Check. I'll come to your house, and we can identify hazards or go over any of these scenarios that you may have, and you're looking to overcome barriers. That's what we're here for. This is usually $89.95. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, you can get your free Forever Home Safety Check.
A Forever Home Safety Check won't cost you anything but some time. And at the end, you'll know what you don't know now. Just give Daniel a call at 647-206-6409 and ask for your free Forever Home Safety Check. Thank you, Daniel. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
On this Person's Day here in Canada, it's a good day to reflect on what it truly means to be a person in our world. At its heart, being a person is more than just being legally recognized. It's about being accepted, having the right to belong, to participate, and to be valued. But with that acceptance also comes responsibility. Being a person means taking ownership of who we are and how we live. It means standing up for our rights and, just as importantly, respecting the rights of others. It means contributing to society, caring for our families, supporting our communities, and doing our part to leave the world better than we found it. Think of it this way. Personhood is not just about being counted, it's about being accountable. Accountable to ourselves so we can pursue our goals, nurture our talents, and look after our well-being. Accountable to others so we treat people with respect, to speak up against injustice, and to lift each other up when we fall. And to be accountable to future generations to ensure that the world they inherit is more fair, more just, and more open than the one we were born into. It isn't just about personhood and women. It isn't always easy either. Obstacles stand in our way. Some are personal, some are systemic. But history teaches us that barriers can be broken step by step. When women were told that they weren't persons, the Famous Five refused to accept that answer, and they changed that law. When Canadians have faced discrimination, inequality, or exclusion, individuals and communities have spoken up and new paths have been carved. And in our everyday lives, each of us can make changes, small ones or large ones, and they will ripple outward. The key is to keep moving forward. Psychologists have found that people who set small, achievable goals are more likely to overcome major challenges because each success builds confidence and momentum. And research also shows that optimism and resilience are not just traits, that they can be learned and practiced, and they can help us recover faster and achieve more. So whether it's in politics or in business or in health, or in our personal life, obstacles are not the end. They're an invitation to adapt, to persist, and to grow, and to help us make a better world. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg once said, "Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time." And that's true for societies, and it's true for each of us as individuals, male or female. And here in Canada, former Governor General Adrienne Clarkson offered this wisdom. She said, "We only become fully human when we act on behalf of others." And these words remind us that personhood is about both rights and responsibilities to ourselves and to each other. And it's time to go now, but before I do, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian Duncan and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for listening and joining me and the team this hour. And a special thank you to anyone who's willing to take up the responsibility of being the best person they can be. On this Person's Day here in Canada, let's salute the women who have brought us to where we are today. Being a person in our world carries responsibility, and being a female person still has a way to go before we're equal in all ways to our male counterpart.
But if we all work together, inspired by what has been, we can resolve that our girls will grow up in a world where all doors are open to them. So have a good day and a lovely weekend, and stay well until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8 from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And please keep this in mind. Each of us has the power to be more than just a person in name. We can be a person of purpose. Bye-bye.
This has been a paid program.
You're listening to Zoomer Radio, CFZM.
On AM 740 Toronto,
96.7 FM in downtown Toronto,
and on 96.3 HD2.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.